Chapter 9, ADA Platoon. This chapter discusses the capabilities, linkages, and tactics and procedures of a generic ADA platoon. While the platoon is a subordinate element in every ADA system organization, for example, Patriot Battalion / Battery and CRAM Battery, the focus of this chapter is an ADA platoon that has traditionally been referred to as SHORAD and currently encompasses Avenger and CRAM capabilities. Neither THAAD nor Patriot platoons are deployable and employable at the platoon level. They fight as part of the larger battery. The generic ADA platoon, henceforth referred to as a SHORAD platoon, embraces the common capabilities of these systems. When required, the unique capabilities of Avenger or CRAM are identified. Roles and capabilities. Within the context of the overarching ADA role, a SHORAD platoon detects, engages, and defeats short-range, low-altitude air threats to defend designated forces and other critical assets. Low-altitude air threats consist of UASs, fixed and rotary wing aircraft, cruise missiles, and RAM. Detection is provided by the Sentinel radar in Avenger and CRAM units, LCMR in CRAM units, and other Army sensors whose data is available through the FAD-C2 or CRAM-C2 nodes. Engagements of the different threats are dependent upon the platoon's unique weapons. An Avenger platoon, with Stinger missiles, predominantly engages fixed and rotary wing aircraft and UASs, groups 2 and 3. A CRAM platoon, with 20mm guns, engages RAM targets. SHORAD platoon sensors also provide supported or affiliated units, for example, a task force, situational awareness of the airspace, and timely, localized warning of impending attacks. The sensors can classify and aid in the identification of air objects, facilitating situational awareness in proximity to a defended area and reducing the potential of fratricide incidents. In addition, the LCMR, supplemented with data extracted from other Army sensors, determines predicted points of impact for RAM munitions, enabling in-time warnings to at-risk forces and areas through the RAM warn system. Though normally employed as an organic element of an Avenger battery, an Avenger platoon may also be employed as an independent organization, as METTC dictates. CRAM normally deploys as a battery and is employed as a platoon. The platoon's roles and responsibilities generally remain the same, irrespective of the operational tasks, offensive, defensive, or stability. SHORAD platoon roles and capabilities are improved in the near term with the fielding of the Maneuver SHORAD capability and IFPC. The Maneuver SHORAD capability, mounting a mix of selectable weapons, guns and missiles, will provide protection of Striker and Armor BCT maneuvering forces against rotary and fixed-wing aircraft and Group 3 UASs. The IFPC system will provide enhanced firepower and extended range protection of critical, more stationary fixed assets, for example, an airbase, and semi-fixed assets, transient structures or locations, such as assembly areas, against cruise missiles and UASs, with a residual capability against fixed and rotary wing aircraft. Support to joint air and missile defense. A SHORAD platoon, as either a subordinate element of an ADA task force / task organized battery or an independent organization, provides defense of designated JFAC and JFLIC assets at strategic, operational, and tactical levels. These may include such key AMD equipment as U.S. Air Force and Marine Corps long-range surveillance radars and THAAD systems. Low-density, operationally critical equipment for the AMD fight. The platoon's presence facilitates long-term protection of assets against low-altitude threats. The SHORAD platoon also provides warning of impending air attacks. Its sensors can detect low-flying threats, such as RAM and pop-up rotary wing aircraft, which may be below the coverage of other AMD sensors, and report their locations. This information can then be furnished via applicable data links for situational awareness and broadcast to at-risk forces, facilities, or populations for appropriate passive defense actions. Support to unified land operations. ADA forces, to platoon level, support Army maneuver forces and their subordinate elements in the conduct of unified land operations. The SHORAD platoon's support varies in accordance with the type of operation, projected threats, amount of deployed maneuver and ADA forces, and other METTC variables. The SHORAD platoon may be employed as part of an ADA task force / task organized battery, or as an independent platoon placed in support of a maneuver unit. most likely no higher than a brigade, for defense of assets designated by the supported commander. Support relationships are dependent upon the operational environment and METTC. Avenger platoons are preferred in offensive operations and those defensive operations that require some movement, against UASs and rotary and fixed-wing aircraft threats. CRAM platoons are preferred when there is a preponderance of RAM threats, and defenses are limited to static sites, with no movement required. The SHORAD platoon leader, when placed in direct support of a maneuver unit, coordinates with the supported unit commander and the resident ATOM cell to select the asset or assets to be defended. Defense of maneuvering forces against UASs is particularly critical during movements to contact and other offensive operations in the close area. Surveillance by unmanned aircraft system, UAS platforms, may be followed by volleys of RAM or air-to-surface munitions, potentially rendering a maneuver force incapable of fulfilling mission requirements. Avenger platoons may be positioned along routes of march, pre-positioned at potential geographical choke points, or otherwise move with the support elements of maneuver formations. Similar to its role in joint AMD operations, a SHORAD platoon supports unified land operations by providing warning of threat actions, most notably RAM attacks and UAS surveillance, to Army elements. Detections by Sentinel radars or other sensors are broadcast to affected units or installations. Passive defense measures can be executed to mitigate RAM attacks. UAS detections, particularly of small variants, Group 2, can trigger self-defense actions by non-ADA elements in Army units. Combined arms for air defense. Platoon composition. A platoon is the smallest echelon that can execute an independent operation for a limited period of time. It requires sustainment support from its parent organization or the supported unit or asset during operations. The SHORAD platoon structure replicates that of a traditional Army platoon. It contains some 20 to 30 soldiers and is equipped, in general, with multiple shooters, launchers or gun platforms, one or more sensors, a C2 node, and ancillary mission support equipment. The Avenger platoon has 6 Avengers and FAD-C2, which is embedded in the platoon headquarters. The platoon receives sensor support from the Sentinel radars in the battery headquarters. Each Avenger has 8 ready-to-fire Stinger missiles in 2 turret-mounted standard vehicle missile launchers, an M3P 50 caliber machine gun, a sensor package with forward-looking infrared sensor, a laser rangefinder, and an identification, friend or foe capability. Avenger crews have the additional ability to remove Stinger missiles from the Avenger and attach a grip stock to form a man-portable air defense system. See ATP 3-01.64 for additional discussion of Avenger capabilities. The CRAM platoon has 4 land-based phalanx weapon systems, LPWSs, each with a 20mm multi-barrel gun and an onboard fire control radar. CRAM C2 in the platoon headquarters, 2 LCMRs, RAM WARN, and 1 Sentinel radar. The LPWS automatically executes search, detection, threat evaluation, tracking, engagement, and kill assessment functions. See ATP 3-01.60 for additional discussion of CRAM operations. SHORAD platoons are deployed and employed as pure units, containing only one type of weapon system. A limited number of launchers and sensors may be added or removed from the platoon, while still maintaining the platoon's integrity and ability to exercise C2. Command and control. A SHORAD platoon is under the command of its parent ADA battery, and may be placed under the operational or tactical control of an ADA task force, or pure-slash-task-organized battery, and further employed with a maneuver brigade or battalion. The battery exercises traditional command responsibilities, to include planning, resource allocation, and sustainment. When placed under the operational or tactical control of an ADA task force or task-organized battery, the platoon is attached to that unit. When employed with a maneuver brigade or battalion, the platoon is generally placed in direct support of that formation. The platoon headquarters establishes and maintains operational links for engagement and sustainment purposes with its parent battery or task-organized battery, and with the supported unit/asset generally through the ATOM cell, supported unit CP, or Base Defense Operations Center. The platoon leader is responsible for coordinating the support relationship, engagement conditions, and sustainment plans with the supported asset. Planning and coordination is continuous between ADA echelons and with the supported maneuver force and/or defended installation. When employed in defense of an installation, a SHORAD platoon is generally linked to the installation's Base Defense Operations Center. The Base Defense Operations Center participates in planning Avenger or CRAM positions on the installation, identifying installation-unique ROE, and establishing sustainment relationships. The platoon's data and voice capabilities include Enhanced Position Location Reporting System, also known as EPLRS, Single Channel Ground and Airborne Radio System, SINGARS, Land War Net, and the FAD CRAM C2 data link. Connectivity between the platoon headquarters and its organic sensors and weapons, and with higher echelon units, is achieved through the FAD CRAM C2 data link. Consider lines of engagement and planning and coordination for the SHORAD platoon in the Joint and Army C2 architectures. The engagement authority lines begin with a higher echelon unit commander, the RADC or SADC, who controls engagements per direction of the Area Air Defense Commander, AADC. The ADA FCO, collocated with the RADC or SADC, transmits engagement commands to the ADA Battalion/Task Force and ADA Battery. An Avenger platoon is generally not a participant in this kill chain. Avenger fire units conduct engagements in accordance with established procedural control rules, vice the positive control exerted by the kill chain. However, the Avenger platoon is connected to and receives AMD operational information from its parent battery / task organized battery, an ADA task force, or the ATOM cell if operating in support of a maneuver force. The CRAM platoon is also not a part of the kill chain. It receives its engagement commands from the Base Defense Operations Center. Engagement and Identification Authority, except for rotary wing aircraft, smaller class UAS, and RAM threats, is normally maintained by the AADC's designated commander, for example, the RADC or SADC. Avenger team leaders serve as engagement and identification authorities for rotary wing aircraft and the smaller class of UASs. The ground commander is generally given the responsibility to execute CRAM operations, JP3-01. Authority for RAM engagements is decentralized to and exercised by the commander of an installation or base on which CRAM assets are employed. The CRAM platoon leader conducts the tactical engagements for the installation/base commander in compliance with the ROE and other AMD control measures forwarded by an ADA FCO, ATOM cell, or another ADA unit. In a low-intensity air threat environment that may exist prior to or after ground combat operations, engagement/identification authority for fixed-wing aircraft is generally centralized at the RADC-SADC level. Engagement orders are transmitted by the ADA FCO to ADA task force level, or in some cases, to battery level. When there are projections of high-intensity air and missile threats with significant simultaneous and coordinated ballistic missile attacks, the expected norm in large-scale combat operations, the AADC may decentralize engagement/identification authority for all air threats. Authority may initially be delegated to an ADA task force, or if no task force is present in the vicinity and some centralized control above weapon level is required, to an ADA pure/task-organized battery. Once attacks are imminent, authority will likely be decentralized directly to the Avenger team leaders. All Avenger leaders must be cognizant of and prepared to assume requisite authority when so delegated. Equipment status reports are provided by the platoon to the ADA task force or task organized battery when operating in these formations, or to an ATOM cell when directly supporting a BCT or its subordinate forces. These reports identify the operational status and availability of the platoon's major items of equipment, with a focus on those items required to conduct engagements. Force operations. Operation plans are usually prepared by the parent battery prior to mission initiation. Once employed, the platoon leader may be responsible for developing changes, METTC dependent. For example, an Avenger platoon assigned a new mission of defending a river crossing site. One platoon is generally allocated in defense of an asset. More may be allocated dependent upon METTC factors, such as the size, dispersion, and criticality of the asset, anticipated threat types and quantities, and available ADA forces. The SHORAD platoon deploys as part of an ADA task force or with its parent battery. The platoon fights as part of an ADA task force / task organized battery or as a separate organization. When placed in support of a maneuver unit, the Avenger platoon leader coordinates the operation plan with the supported unit commander. If assigned to an ADA task force or ADA task organized battery, the platoon leader builds the plan in synchronization with that of the task force or battery. When deployed to a base or semi-fixed location, the SHORAD platoon is integrated into that location's overall security plan. The platoon provides its own defense with augmentation by security elements to protect against ground assaults. When supporting a maneuver element, the platoon must rely on that force for security while moving and in static positions. Since CRAM units are most likely positioned on a fixed base or installation due to the limited mobility of the LPWS, CRAM platoon operation plans and orders are developed by its parent battery and controlling AMD element on that asset in coordination with the base or installation commander. The CRAM platoon leader advises the AMD element and the base/installation commander of the best positions for the guns given the projected threat. The method of employment for a SHORAD platoon varies based on the threat and the defended asset. Placement of the sensors and launchers must maximize coverage of the designated asset. The AMDWSs in Avenger and CRAM units, with automated battle management aids, provide platoon leaders the best positional options for the defense. Sensors must be carefully placed to ensure optimal surveillance of the area. Their positioning is generally the first consideration in establishing a defense. Sentinels have a 360-degree capability to detect and classify aerial threats. LCMRs provide 360-degree detection of RAM threats. They aid in the identification of targets with small radar cross-sections and small electronic signatures, traveling at low speeds and altitudes. Identification can be supplemented by data from networked sensors accessed via FAD-CRAM-C2. The FAD-CRAM-C2 architecture allows fire control operators to correlate track data from multiple AMD sensors into a composite air picture provided by the track report correlation technique. The supplementary data provided by other AMD sensors is especially useful to SHORAD platoons during potential rotary and fixed-wing aircraft engagements, as it serves to further mitigate the risk of fratricide. Sentinel may be employed as a separate component in the area of operations, providing low-altitude coverage of areas that may be masked to other AMD sensors. When so employed, it requires site protection. When developing the sensor plan, leaders must take into account the threat's ability to detect radar emissions and build survivability moves and emplacement locations beyond artillery engagement ranges when possible. Security of these assets must be balanced with the ability to provide early warning to the force. In defense of static assets, the SHORAD platoon leader uses the ADA employment tenets to position launchers in accordance with METTC. The Avenger platoon leader stresses mutual support, or overlapping coverage when possible, to enhance engagement opportunities. If fixed-wing aircraft are considered to be a major threat, the platoon may weight coverage to the most likely air avenue or avenues of approach. The CRAM platoon leader positions the LPWS launchers in pairs with mutual support if possible, or overlapping fires between pairs as a minimum for RAM engagements given the relatively short range of the LPWS. During deployments with maneuver units, Avenger platoons are generally positioned forward and to the flanks. Avenger can launch a missile or fire its 50-caliber machine gun on the move. Defenses are optimized at static locations, for example, refuel points or bridge crossings, where missiles and sensors are in place and positioned along the most likely directions of attack, again using the employment tenets, and minimized when units are on the move. The platoons employ an overwatch technique to ensure continuous coverage of units on the move. For example, a team of two Avengers, with the associated C2 node and sensors, is positioned in a static location to provide defense over the maneuvering forces. As the supported force moves, a second team maneuvers into position to provide the follow-on defense. Once the second team is in place, it assumes the defense while the first team maneuvers. Overwatch may require additional sensors and launchers. While platoon assets may be positioned at critical points along a route of advance, there is no intent for the platoon weapons or sensors to maintain pace with the maneuvering elements. Avenger and CRAM launchers are assigned primary and secondary target lines. Primary target lines are determined based on mission requirements and defended assets. They assist in the distribution of fires when defending against multiple targets that are attacking from different directions. Secondary target lines allow mutual support and overlapping coverage. Secondary target lines are planned in advance to allow the proper positioning of equipment to accommodate both primary and secondary target line requirements. Engagement operations. The platoon conducts engagement operations from its C2 node. Each platoon's C2 node includes a FCE. The platoon leader serves as the fire control officer, and ADA soldiers fulfill surveillance and identification functions. Engagement operations can be conducted 24 hours per day, requiring constant manning. Battle management aides, embedded in FAD CRAM C2, assist operators in executing their missions. Virtually all rotary wing, smaller class UAS, and RAM engagement authorizations are decentralized to platoon level, without further direction or guidance from higher engagement authorities. Engagements of these threats are time-sensitive. There is insufficient time for higher echelons to exert positive control. However, a higher echelon, a Task Force C2 node for Avenger or Base Defense Operations Center for CRAM, for example, may impose control prior to an engagement when a SHORAD weapons system will fire into a no-fire or controlled airspace zone. SHORAD platoon leaders, in their capacity as fire control officers, must consider the where of engagements, identifying those locations that allow for minimum collateral damage to friendly forces and defended assets. However, when defended assets are in urban areas and there is significant potential for civilian casualties, ROE and the platoon leader's judgment may result in non-engagements, except for those engagements required for self-defense. UAS and RAM engagements are conducted by Avenger and CRAM systems using procedural controls and are guided by fire direction orders, as required, from the platoon headquarters. The common air picture, facilitated by FAD CRAM C2, enhances the platoon's ability to identify and engage the right target. See ATP 3-01.81 and ATP 3-01.60, respectively, for further discussions of counter-UAS techniques and CRAM operations. SHORAD weapons are placed in the manual or automatic engagement mode. The manual mode is the preferred mode for the Avenger. In this mode, the Avenger gunner conducts the engagement. The automated mode is preferred for CRAM weapons. In this mode, the gunner conducts the engagement while sitting in a unique LPWS control station and connected to the CRAM C2 system. CRAM units clear airspace before engagements through dynamic, do-not-engage sectors. The sector puts an uncertainty bubble around aircraft based on local radar track quality and sends that information to the LPWS. The LPWS then does not initiate an engagement of a RAM threat, or continue an engagement if one has been initiated, if its rounds will pass through this uncertainty volume. The system continues to track the threat, and once clear of the do not engage sector, continues the engagement if possible. While FAD CRAM C2 facilitates more permissive engagement controls, given the ability to support and display a common air picture with positive identification, Avenger platoons may still be required to visually identify targets as hostile before engaging. Engagement, sustainment, and other operational reports are forwarded to Parent Battery / Task Organized Battery, ADA Task Force, and or Atom Cell. The platoon advises these echelons, for example, of its engagement results, equipment status, to include battle damage to major components and the need for additional missiles / ammunition, and future maneuver force plans. Sustainment operations. The SHORAD platoon is not self-sustaining. It requires administrative and logistical support from its parent unit, the ADA Task Force or Task Organized Battery to which it is assigned, or the supported force. When operating independently, the platoon may require an attached maintenance element consisting of select system maintainers and repair parts. Unique items, especially Class 5, require careful planning, as they cannot be resourced from supported units in many cases, and the parent organization may not have the distribution capability to transport bulky loads across the width and depth of the area of operations. The distributed nature of SHORAD operations also requires consideration of medical support, as medical personnel assigned to a platoon's parent unit will have difficulty covering the area as well. Maintenance relies on the Army's two-level maintenance concept: field maintenance and sustainment maintenance. Class 9 repair parts are ordered through the Global Combat Support System Army. A robust prescribed load list will be established to maximize the operational status of sensors and shooters to meet mission requirements and limit maintenance downtime.